has a few more thoughts about sketching, and this is in reference to a boo I made earlier in the week after an impromptu visit to the V&A, where I discovered that people aren't allowed to photograph or sketch in the exhibits there. And I was quite shocked by this, and I think it's coming clearer why I was so shocked, and maybe I should explain that for the less creative people. It's notable that the people who have commented that it's outrageous on my Instagram account are kind of photographers and artists and creative people. So I think sketching to somebody who's creative is the equivalent of writing notes to a historian or a geographer or something. It's a way of documenting what you've seen, and understanding is putting your understanding on what you're looking at. And as an art student, that played a huge part of my education. You know, you were encouraged to look, and it wasn't considered copying. It was helping you to understand why that artist had done what they'd done, to help it go in. So sketching is akin to creative note-taking. That's what it is. And so I think I'm surprised that you're not allowed to take notes effectively. If I stood in front of one of those exhibits and wrote that it was, you know, black with pink sparkles over it or something, would that be as bad as the sketching? And the chances of somebody sketching something so that they can make commercial wealth out of it is probably slim. But also just a reminder that, you know, throughout history, amazing pieces of artwork have been inspired by previous artists. So just thinking at the moment, Francis Bacon has paintings hanging in Oxford on an exhibition that, you know, are paintings of the Pope that, you know, obviously hark back to earlier paintings of the Pope. I think paintings done by Velázquez. And you just look at it and think, well, was Francis Bacon just copying? No, because his pictures are entirely different. They, you know that they're copied, but they're not like copied, like photocopied. And did Francis Bacon make, you know, commercial wealth out of it? Well, probably he did, yeah. But did he copy it? No, he didn't. And so if I stood in front of the V&A and, you know, redrew a sculpture that's in there, am I copying it? Or am I putting my interpretation on it? I have in my own house a copy by an artist today, Gwen Jones, who has taken a corner of a Raphael painting and reinterpreted it. And by just taking a section of it, it's kind of got more impact and meaning than the original Raphael art piece has. So I'm just really puzzled at what the V&A intended to achieve by stopping people sketching. And also, to some extent, photography. I totally understand if somebody goes into a gallery, takes a picture of a famous artwork, and then smatters it all over the birthday cards or something and makes a fortune out of it, or, you know, income out of it. But if an art student goes in and takes a picture of the Mona Lilies or something and then redraws that themselves, which thousands of school children around the country have been asked to do on occasions, you know, what's the harm in that? Surely that's about understanding, learning, developing creativity and understanding. So anyway, so a few more thoughts there on why I think the V&A is so utterly wrong in banning sketching.